to a podcast from Victory. Living in Christ means putting off the old sinful nature and putting on our new spiritual nature. No more in week 5 of All and Nothing.
Today, week 5, we go through Colossians and we're now moving on to the application part. Paul has been discussing about who Christ is, who we are in Christ. Last week we talked about that. And today we'll get a little more practical because of the understanding of who we are in Christ. Okay? As we understand who we are in Christ, it is easier now for us to do what God commands us to do. It's actually no longer a command. It becomes innate in us because we understand our identity. Last week we talked about identity crisis. Okay? A lot of people, they fail in their walk with God and they feel frustrated and burnout because of an identity crisis. Sabi nila, pagka nakinig sila ngayon ng Colossians, nako, ito na naman, ang dami kong kailangan gawin, ang dami kong kailangan hindi gawin. You know, do's and don'ts and do's and don'ts. And you don't understand because you have an identity crisis. You don't understand who you are and your position in Christ. Therefore, you have a hard time changing. Because you're trying to change in your own power and your own strength. Paul was pointing the church and saying, no, you've got to understand who you are first. Okay? You're raised with Christ, you're dead with Christ, you're hidden with Christ, and you will arise with Christ. What that means is, who you are now, okay, is hidden with Christ. Everything that you have, it is Christ that is seen in you. You're given a new life. You are a new creation. And because you understand who you are, you can now actually do what God calls you to do. Hindi na mahirap. Hindi ko sinasabing madali. Pero hindi na ganun kahirap because now your nature is being changed. From a sinful nature, you are made holy. You are raised with Christ. You're given new life. Diba? So, instead na sasabihin ko, gusto kong bumait pero di ko magawa, what I can actually say, actually, kaya ko nang bumait dahil anak na pala ako ng Diyos. I'm no longer the same. This is the new me. And today we'll discuss that. Yeah. So last week, our main point was who you are in Christ determines what you do. Okay? Who you are in Christ, not who you are lang, ha? But who you are in how Christ sees you would determine how you would live your life. Okay? So all of our Christian activity, all of our life's activity would be connected with who we are in Christ. So pag malungkot kang Kristiyano, siguro meron kang identity crisis. Pag Kristiyano kang lagi nagkakasala and you cannot give up your old ways, maybe there's an identity crisis that you need to deal with. And you have to go back to God and Christ. Read Colossians and see what Christ has done and what Christ did for you so that now our preaching for today would make sense. If you don't understand your identity in Christ, everything you'll hear starting now, okay, would all be, okay, ito na naman tayo, bawal to, bawal yan, ito gawin mo, ito. Ganyan ang dating. So ikaw, pwede kang ma-inspire at pag alis mo dito, you start to change your lifestyle but then you would start to fall back to your old ways because you don't understand who you are in Christ. Or pwedeng tumagal ka sa pagbabago, and what happens? You now find your identity in your good works, and you become proud, religious, and self-righteous. Or tinatawag nating legalistic na Kristiyano. Because now you're taking pride in the transformation that you think you did, rather than on what Christ did for you. And at the end of the day, hindi ka rin tatagal. Because of pride. Pride leads to your fall. Okay? So Colossians 3, verse 5 to 17 is a transition from being who I am to doing. Now that I understand who I am, I start to do the things that I am called to do. Okay? It is something that comes out of me naturally already. Okay? Sa mga binago na ni Lord, sino sa inyo dito binago kayo ni Lord? In some ways, binago na kayo ni Lord. Di ba? Yung dating mahilig ka magmura, ngayon di na natural sa'yo. Dati natural sa'yo. Okay? Yung dati mahilig kang mambastos, ngayon maginoo ka na. Right? There's something that happens and hindi mo na lubos maisip to go back to your old ways because of a transformation that happened. You don't know what happened. Wala ka namang binasang libro, wala ka namang ginawa, nagkaroon ka lang ng encounter with the Lord, and the change happens. It's from being now to doing. And let's look at verse 5, Colossians 3, verse 5. Now, Paul tells us, and again, this goes practical. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. Share ko lang konti yung verse 7, and let's go to verse 6. Sabi ni Lord, I have every right to pour out my wrath if you disobey me. So, let's go to verse 6. Sabi doon, Paul says now, you've got to put to death. Okay. Now, these are strong words. Grabe yung lingwahe ginamit ni Paul dito. You put to death. You eradicate. You annihilate. You do something about this. A drastic measure which is to put to death. Why? Because what I'm about to mention is something that's alive in people. And what's that? Put to death what is earthly. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Mostly are sexual in nature. Because he knows. Okay? Diyan tayo tinatamaan ni Satan. Diniscuss natin yung covetousness, which at the end of the day, you can lump it up and say, these are all idols. And he says, this is idolatry. Okay? What does that mean? Nung sinabi ni Lord, it's idolatry. A lot of us, we think when it comes to idol, yan po yung mga Diyos-Diyosa na ginagawa natin, yung mga graven images, carved images. Yes, that is, in a large part, they are idols. But at the same time, imagine the context of Paul when he wrote this. When he wrote this, he was writing to the church. Outside the church are pagan temples with all the idols. But then Paul did not address the carved images because he knew Christians were not bowing down to those images. He was addressing the idols of the heart, which is far deeper and far evil than carved images. Okay? Because sinasabi hindi evil yung carved images, it's evil, it's wrong. But then the idols of the heart, oh, that's more evil. That's more deceptive. Bakit hindi mo nakikita yan eh? It just comes out. Okay? Paul tells the church that the sins you are indulging in are really idols of the heart. Now, good news, bad news, okay? The good news is, all of us, we have idols in our hearts. Hindi ka nag-iisa. The bad news is, all of us have idols in our heart. All of us, as we walk with God, He would start to expose the idolatry, the practice of idolatry in our lives. What does he mean when he says covetousness is idolatry? Okay. Ang tawag dyan is what we call functional Jesus. Di ba sa Colossians sabi, Jesus is preeminent. I'm superior. I'm King of Kings. I'm Lord of Lords. Nobody gets my throne. I'm preeminent. Everything that you exchange for Jesus is a functional Jesus. Everything, again, I'll repeat, you exchange for Jesus is your functional Jesus. If Christ is not the center of your life and something else is, that's your functional Jesus. Singles, if yung boyfriend ang sentro ng buhay mo, that's your functional Jesus. Okay? O yung girlfriend mo. Kung ang buhay mo, what makes you come alive and what drives you is money, 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 then the love of money, mana, okay, or the love of money is your functional Jesus. May pinapalitan tayo. Instead of looking to Jesus for my security, for my identity, I find it in other things. The tricky thing about idols are some of the idols are really good. Sino sa inyo dito, you want to have money? You want to have money? Na, phone ko lang gamit. Hindi ako mamimigay na. Right? Money is good, right? Am I right? Money is good. I want to have money. A lot. Lots of money. Okay? But when you make money the ultimate thing, it becomes your functional Jesus. It becomes an idol in your heart. Okay. Sino dito gusto nyo, mga single, gusto nyo mag-asawa? Nang gwapo kamukha ni Francis. Yung iba nagbabaan, Francis. Oh. Yeah. Mayaman yan. Bait. Christian. Diba? Ano pa? Yun lang. Ang ganda ilong. Diba? So, saan na ako? Nawala tuloy ako. Okay. Yeah. Yung basahin nyo, ilong yung functional Jesus niya. Yeah. Dahil matangos yung ilong nyo, kala nyo si kami mga pango. Eh. Diba? Your looks can be your functional Jesus. You look for your identity and security in your looks. Kaya ka confident dahil maganda ka. Or pumayat ka, kaya ka mas confident. Ooh, katakot yan. Paano pag nag-gain ka ulit? Yeah. Low self-esteem ulit. It's your functional Jesus. All of us here, God would expose the idols of our hearts. Meron kang ayaw patawarin na tao, you don't want to forgive, then that person whom you're bitter to is actually your functional Jesus. That person is holding your life. Imagine, you've exchanged God for something mortal. That becomes your functional Jesus. Masyado kang driven. Wala ka ng oras magpahinga. Trabaho, trabaho, trabaho. That's your functional Jesus. Okay? So, all of us, I don't know what your functional Jesus is, but I'll give you an example. For me, one thing that I had to guard early on when we planted the church in Green Hills was success. We were growing as a church. From 300, we jumped to 1.5 in less than 3 years. Wow, imagine. Imagine the pride in my heart, how I felt good about it. Oh, tingin mo, bata pa ako. Wow. Oh, tingin mo, uy, nilalike yung multiply ko. Yeah. Tsaka friendster ko, ang dami kong friends. Di ba? Kasi ako yung batang pastor na. Church became my functional Jesus. And church is a good thing, but when it becomes the ultimate thing, it destroys, it eats you up. Kaya sabi ni Paul, ano, you put to what? Death. Or else, kakainin kanyang buhay. Masyado kang driven sa trabaho mo, kakainin kanyang buhay. Maghahanap patay ka dyan. Okay? Really, it will. Okay? Relationships. You keep, do you ever wonder why some women who are single women, okay, yung boyfriend nila, sinasaktan sila, minumula, lahat, hindi makapag, sis, hindi ka mahal niyan. Break mo na. Hindi pwede. Pag break ko, baka wala na magmahal sa akin. Sinasaktan ka nga. No, love hurts. No. No. Why? Because that guy now is a functional Jesus for her. She can't let go. Okay? Wala akong pinapatamaan dito, ha. Okay? Nakikinig kasi yung 5 p.m. sa atin, eh. Nasa, do you understand now this concept? Can I move on? Alright. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cow's milk, pwedeng functional Jesus ng mga bata. Yeah. When I say idolatry, kasi it rebels against the preeminence of Christ. Imagine Christ sitting on the throne and the idols of our heart is trying to get the place of the idol, of the throne. That's why inano muna ni Paul sa Colossians 1, the preeminence of Christ. Because later on, I'll bring up the topic of idolatry, which would fight and rebel against the concept of the preeminence of Christ. That God is, Jesus is superior over our lives. If you say, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus, I've counted the cost, that Jesus is my King, Jesus is my Lord, and when God starts to expose the idols of my heart, I can fully surrender because I understand who I am in Christ. Sabi ni Kyle Idleman, what you are searching for and chasing after reveals the God that is winning the war in your heart. You should personally answer this question. What are you searching and chasing after? Because that would reveal the God of your heart. And it might not be the God that we worship every Sunday. It might not be the God of the scripture. Could be something else. So ano sabi ni Paul? pag nalaman natin itong mga idols, the Holy Spirit would expose, what do? You put to death. In the Old Testament, you smash. Sisirain mo. Eradicate. Annihilate. Ano pang? Exterminate. Smash it. Take it out. Don't leave some. Now, here's what some people do. Grabe, na-convict ako doon. Sige, Lord, gi-give up ko na. Uwi siyang bahay. Kita niya yung FHM niya. Kunin niya lahat. Pero Lord, to special edition to. Dito lang muna yan. Ha? Pero ito, Lord, lahat. Susunugin ko yan. No. You put to death. Okay? What that means, if there's unforgiveness in your heart, you actually do something about it. Okay? Oh, ito, papatawarin to. Kaya. Ito, medyo hindi. Lord, ito, literally, I'll put to death. Hindi, wag, okay? What that means is, you actually call and be reconciled. Why? Oh, you don't understand me. Ito ginawa niya sa... I've heard. I've seen the effect over your life. But then, if that's your old self, I'll tell you, tama ka. Paglaban mo yan. Right? But because you are now in Christ, you don't want that to be your functional Jesus and it's holding you back. Learn to forgive. He or she doesn't want to forgive, let him suffer the consequences of his or her sin, but at least on your part, let go and release forgiveness. Let God deal with that person. Because you can't change the person, only God will. But God is changing you now because of who you are now in Christ. You smash your idols. In verse 7, in these you two once walked when you were living in them. Paul brings us back to our identity. Naalala mo dati, ganun ka din? Have you encountered people like that? People you're discipling, you're doing one-to-one with, or part of your victory group? Di ba? 2 years na, it's not changing, and you feel impatient? This verse is for you. You were once like that. It actually took you 10 years. 2 years pa lang impatient ka na. Okay. So you've got to learn how to... God is doing His work. Sometimes not in our timeline. At the same time, this reminds us to be humble. Ganun ka rin naman dati. This is who you are before. But that's no longer who you are now. You're no longer ruled by idols of your heart. So now you can say, I know where I came from. But I'm no longer going back. Ayaw mo nang bumalik doon, right? Nung super yabang mo, super insecure, ayaw mo nang bumalik doon eh. Binago ka na ni Lord eh. Right? You don't want to go back. It's saying, this is no longer my identity. Okay? I once was like that. I once was lost, but now I'm found, di ba? Amazing grace. I'm no longer mastered by my passions. You can't keep on saying kasi, struggle ko talaga yan eh. Ay, dyan ako mahina talaga. Ayan, medyo impossible. What are you doing? You're declaring already, and there's power in the words that comes out of your mouth, your reality. It's not the truth. It's a lie, but you're living out the lie. Ay, can no longer, ay, hindi ko talaga mapapatawa dyan. Kahit anong gawin, alam ko yung love ni Lord. Pero mahirap. Ay, hindi mo talaga magagawa. Because in your mind, you've settled, you've decided. Paul was saying, no, you were like that. You're so offended to that person. That's who you are before. Worst. You're the worst of all sinners. That's who you are. So now you can't forgive? Wow. Are you God? You have to know where you came from. At the same time, it was a rebuke. It was saying, you can't keep on saying, I'm like that. Nah. I was born this way. You're not. You've been changed. That's why you've been born again. Okay? Binago ka na. They profess to know God, but by their deeds, they what? Deny Him. Ah, I know God. Yeah, love ko si Lord. You have to understand, everybody in the Philippines would say, love ko si Lord. May takot yan sa Diyos. Diba lahat ng mga in-interview, mabait po yan. Sinira po niya yung pamilya namin, pero mabait po yan. Right? Happens in a lot of funeral. Bait po yan. Bait po siya. Marami po siyang ginawa. Sugatan po kami ngayon, pero mabait po siya. In reality, of course, that's what you say. But in reality, wala namang mabait sa atin. Sino mabait sa atin? Wala. Walang mabait sa atin. Makasalanan tayo lahat. Pero, hindi na ikaw yun. Binago ka na ni Lord. So, if you profess to know God, then your actions would show it. You don't do the actions to be a child of God. You're a child of God. That's why you do the action. Iba po yan, ha? Ang turo ng reliyon, what religion teaches us is I do good so God would be pleased and God would save me. Christianity teaches I'm now saved and transformed. That's why I do it. That's why the whole Colossians is like that. From being to doing. You don't do to be, you be to do. Okay? Be do, be do, be do. Okay? Not do be, do be, do be. Okay? I now understand, okay, grabe ginawa ni Lord sa akin, babago na ako. Hindi yung magbabago ako para pansinin ako ni Lord. Wow, pinansin ako ni Lord, kaya ako nagbago. It's different. So you profess to know God, then, dapat may ebidensya. Right? Where's the evidence of a changed life? Right? You've got to know. Faith without works is dead. This is such a strong verse. Ang dami pa rin hindi kayo i-accept na nasa Bible to. Faith without works is dead. You say you're a Christian, then your work should show that you are. Faith without works is dead. To not be politically correct means pag sinabi mong Christian ka, pero ganun ang pamumuhay mo, eh baka hindi ka Christian. Bait pa nga nun eh, no? Or anak ka ni Taning. Parang ganun, no? Medyo diretso. It's either, there's only two. You're a child of God or you're a child of the enemy. There's no other, you're not the child of yourself. You're either a child of God, you belong to Christ, or you don't. You're in Christ or you're not in Christ. You're either in the kingdom of darkness or in the kingdom of light. And for the past 4 weeks, we've been slow-mowing on this side. Ito si Lord, ito si Christ, ito ginawa niya sa'yo. Grabe yung pag-ibig ni Lord sa'yo. And now we go now to the doing. Because faith without works is dead. Okay. Work doesn't produce faith. Faith produces the work. Okay? So now Paul said, okay, let me go practical. Put to death, right? What do you put to death? Now, you must put them all away. What do you put all away? Anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices. How do you put to death? Paul says, simple. Number one, you put off the old self and its practices. That's how you put to death. Ginagawa mo, stop doing it. You put it off. Because now you understand who you are in Christ. Again, I say, if you don't understand the concept of your identity in Christ, you won't get this. Put off. Okay, put off ko lang yung old self ko. Okay, hindi na. Walang power yun. New Year's resolution lang yun. 2 months, tapos na. Why? You don't understand who you are in Christ. But if you understand your identity, that's where the power comes from. Di na ako ganon. So now I can put it off. Ang bilis to put off. Anger, o nga, no? Okay. From this day on, di na ako magiging ganon. Lord, help me. Right. So, number one is to put off the sinful nature. There's a putting off, a process of putting off. Tatanggalin ko na. I put to death, so therefore I put it off. Hindi mo pwedeng put to death na nasa sayo pa eh. Mamamatay ka. You have to put it off and smash it and destroy your idols. Okay? What do you put off? Number one, anger. Okay? It's a continuous attitude of hatred that remains bottled up within. May anger issues ka. You have to put it off.
What else? Sabi niya, wrath. Ano ibig sabihin ng wrath? Yung nag-burst out ka, uncontrollable na yung paglabas ng anger mo. Level 2 anger to, wrath. Okay? Ito, may mga plato nang lumilipad dito. Okay? Meron ng mga baril na lumalabas dito. Mga road rage, wrath na yon. Okay? Malice, okay? Means a hidden hatred of the heart that takes revenge in secret. May malicia. Okay? Ni malicia, okay? May malicia. Okay? Yeah? Pag may nangyari sa kanya sa love-love, ha? Pwede nga. Parang ganun. There's that malice in you. Parang, antindi mo, yung press release mo ganyan, pero yung puso mo, nalugi. Uy, nalugi ka. Pag-pray kita. Thank you, Lord. Ganun yung prayer mo naman, di ba? Malabo ka talaga. Okay? Sabi niya, put it off. You don't even think that way. Okay. Slander. Oh, daming tatamaan dito. Slander. Ano yung, gusto niyo malaman sino mga tatamaan? That's slander. Okay? It's when we destroy another person's good reputation by lies, gossip, and the spreading of rumors. Okay? Again, I'll define it to you. I think I've defined this more than 10 times already. Gossip is when you're not part of the problem and you're not part of the solution, but you're talking about it. Simple. Ano sabi ni Paul? You put to death. You know what that means? When there's gossiping, you can actually stand up and say, guys, I don't want to do anything about this kasi chismis to. You can actually walk out. Right? That's putting to death. Okay. May naglagay ng chismis sa Facebook mo, you delete. Okay. Labas na labas ng mga rumors about somebody, you can actually block that person. Why? You're putting to death. Okay. Ma-offend ng ma-offend. But I'm putting to death because I know I was once like that. That's my weakness. You feed me, you're feeding again my sin. I block you off. I'm putting to death. Slander. You say lies about someone. Obscene talk. Green jokes. Pagmumura. Kabastusan na lumalabas. You have to put to death. Okay? And lying. Alam niyo na yung lying. Okay? Pagsisinungaling. Yeah? Hindi ka magsinungaling. You have to put to death. How? You put to death. You stop doing it. You can't because of who you are in Christ. Okay? May step ba yan? Walang step yan. Tandaan mo lang kung sino ka na ngayon. You've been changed. Okay? And therefore, may conviction na from the Holy Spirit. Ang problema kung bakit tayo na desensitize is when you do it, example, you gossip about someone. Tapos after gossip, wala nangyari, hindi ka namatay, hindi ka pinatay ni Lord. Okay naman. You do it again. The next day, may nag-abot pa sa'yo ng 500. Love talaga ako ni Lord. No? Hanggang desensitize ka na doon. Hindi mo na alam, ganun ka na. So pag if it's pointed out to you, or like this preaching, you're actually one denier. No, I'm not like that. My neighbor is. I'll tell you all about it. Okay. At desensitize ka, hindi mo alam, you're actually doing it. Right? Until relationships are already marred and destroyed. And somebody approaches you and look at where our relationship is now because of slander. Sometimes it's too late. Okay? So you put this off and these are just some things. I think si Paul, sabi niya, kulang yung stationery, hindi niya na masyado hinabaan. Okay? And he says, you put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Ano sabi dito? How do I put to death? I put off my old self and I put on the new self in Christ. Okay? Sabi niya doon, the new self which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. So I want you to see this picture. As I walk with Christ, okay? With Christ, not on my own, okay? Pretending He's beside me, not that, okay? I'm walking with Christ, I'm putting off the old, kung may in-expose si Lord. Example, kasi si Lord mabait yan, hindi niya expose lahat agad eh. Baka ma-depress ka pag in-expose na lahat ng idols mo, no? Pero as you journey along, there's exposures. Uy, may lust pala ako. I put it off. So I burn all the CDs, the DVDs, and I put on the new. Okay? Which is purity. Okay? And now I walk. And then God reveals another idol of my heart. Uy, insecure pala ako, no? Grabe. Grabe yun. Muntik na kami mag-away. Buti ni reveal ni Lord. Now I repent. I put off and I put to death the insecurity. And now I say, I'm hidden with Christ. Therefore, my security is in Christ. Now I put on the new self. My security is in Christ. So, your entire life, there's a putting off and a putting on. A putting off and a putting on. Sabi nga ni Jackie Chan, put on, put off. Okay? Sa mga 80s, wax on, wax off. Okay? That's the life. That's the life of the Christian. He puts on and he puts off. As God continually deals with the idols of your heart, there's a putting on and a putting off. You're now putting on the new self. Binago ka na ni Lord. Okay? So, technically, it's a put off and then you put on. The process of putting off and putting on, that's how you smash your idols. That's how you put to death what is earthly in you. And then he says in verse 11, good news for everyone in this room. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, a Filipino, a Chinese, a Spaniard. Spaniard ba? Spanish. Anyway, okay. Circumcised, uncircumcised, barbaric, okay. Uncivilized, slave, or free. What your background is, it doesn't matter. In this new life, there's hope for you. You can actually be changed by God. If you understand what Christ did for you, you can be changed. Hindi yung wala, hopeless case na. Walang hopeless case kay Lord. Pati nga yung baboy, binigyan niya ng pearl. That's a picture of somebody who still has hope. It means, no matter what my background, no matter how sin destroyed me and how I let sin destroy me, I can have new life. I'm addicted, but I can have new life. Okay? I'm in debt, I'm swimming in my own sin, my own blood, I can have new life in Christ. It doesn't matter. If you're Jew or Gentile, imagine. Pag culturally, Hinimay mo pa to. Malalim din tong verse 11. Parang sabi lang ni Paul, basically, in layman's term, everybody can be saved. Everybody can change. That's the power of God. He can change people. You can be made new. Imagine that. So stop saying, God cannot change me. Or stop saying, I'm a loser. In this new life, okay? What happens in this new life? Christ is all that matters. In my new life now, I understand who really matters. Christ is all that matters. And He lives in all of us. In my new life now, it's going to be the supremacy of Christ. In my new life now, si Lord ang bida. Si Lord ang una. This is my new, why? Because Christ is all that matters. I don't even matter here. Christ is all that matters and He lives in me. So Paul again brings us back. Pag makita mo si Paul, gumagano, no? Bibigay application, tapos babalik siya ulit. O baka makalimutan niya lang, na? Ulitin ko lang, ha? This is who you are now. Christ now is all that matters to you. Not your fame, not your security. No, it's Christ. Christ is your fame, Christ is your security, Christ is your power. Christ is your identity. It's all now in Christ. You're hidden with Christ now. And so, from that on, he goes practical again. From being, this is who I am, to now doing. Dahil naintindihan mo kung sino ka ulit, binalik ko lang ulit, sabi ni Paul, now, since God chose you to be the holy people He loves. Look at this. From verse 5 to verse around 8, 9, anong description sa atin? You were once like this, sexually immoral, impure, covetous. Tingnan mo verse 3, shinif niyo. But now you are what? The holy people He loves. Anyare. Why the big shift? This is who you were before. And now he tells us, you're a holy people. Imagine mo last week, wala ka kay Lord. Tapos tinamaan ka ng gospel ni Lord. Binago ka ni Lord. This week, lalapit sa'yo si Lord. Hey, holy man. Hindi ako holy. No, you're holy. What's the shift? Lord, hindi ko pa nga napapatunayan. Papatunayan mo talaga. Kaya mo? No. What was the shift? It's not what I do. It's what Christ did. Okay? Sana hindi natin na-miss yun, ha? It's not what I do. It's what Christ did. And now I understand what Christ did. I start doing because of my being. It's not me doing it. That's why I was made holy. Sabi ni Paul, you were this, you were that, you were idolatrous, but now you're holy. Oop. Okay? May ginawa na ba? Wala pa akong ginagawa. Binabasa ko pa lang letter mo, Paul. Holy na ako ngayon. Yeah. The whole point of Christianity is this. Christ did it all for you. Christ is the hero. Christ is all that matters. What Christ did, that's what matters. So now I can do because I'm made holy. Now that you're holy people that He loves, He says, now you put on. What do you put on? Compassion. Yeah. Kindness. Humility. Gentleness. Patience. Okay. Paano ka lang maging compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, patience? Isipin mo na pag-message ko today sa inyo. Guys, ano ah? Be humble ah. Okay. Be kind ah. Okay. Be gentle ah. After 40 minutes, bigay lang ako ng mga kwento ng mga humble, kind, gentle. Paglabas mo, okay, paano ko kaya gagawin yan? No? Right? How would you do it? Only if you understand this, who you are. Ah, okay. Dahil sa ginawa ni Lord sa akin, I now have the supernatural power to put off my selfishness and to put on compassion and kindness and gentleness and patience. Okay. Di ko rin ma-explain. Kaya nga, supernatural. Di ko kayo mabigyan ng 3 steps to compassion. Kasi puso yun eh. Right? Pwede akong tumutulong sa mahirap, pero yung puso ko para sumikat. Helping the poor now. Ano sabi ni Lord? Kung may tinutulungan ka, may ginagawa kang mabuti, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Alam ni Lord, magkaka-Instagram eh. This one couldn't know what this is. Ang galing talaga ni Lord. Sobrang future. Ngayon ko lang naisip yung feeling ko. It's from the Holy Spirit, ha? Okay. Di ba? Minsan, anong motivation eh? And you go back here. If your being is wrong, your motivation will always be wrong. Why are you helping the poor? Pangalan, mapapaskil. Of course you won't say that. Oh, syempre, alam mo naman, binest tayo ni Lord, takot din tayo sa Diyos, tulong lang din. Pero sa loob-loob, pag ikaw na mag-isa, sikat na naman. Pangalan ko. Hey. Ba't sobrang bait mo sa mga tao nga, no? Pero ini-Instagram mo lahat o sinishare mo sa mundo anong ginagawa mo. Bakit nga? Anong motivation mo? Ba't ka nga nag-church? Ay, oo, kasi church ako kasi meron ako iningi kay Lord eh. Yeah. So again, sinong bida? Si Lord, ikaw. Ba't pag exam week, punong-puno yung chapel sa school? Lord, may test kami. Lord. Pero nung wala nang test, no, wala sa chapel, nasa bar. Nag-worship. Yeah. Diba? O bakit nga ba? Diba? Church ka ngayon ah. Oo eh. Some people actually, and I'll be frank, ah, imagine how some people would go to church to get their idols. How some people would worship God to get their idols. Yeah, and that's the whole point of a lot of religion today. I do this so I'll be blessed. Yeah, scary thought. Yeah, yan yung tinuturo, di ba? Na ikaw ang bida.
It's a very human-centered approach to religion. When it should be, Christ is all that matters. Since then, I can put off and I can put on. Now, it doesn't end with there. With patience. Sabi niya, then make allowance. Okay? Yung iba, mga misis, huminto na dyan. Oh, make allowance daw. Okay. Okay, now, mas maganda tong allowance. Nasasabihin ko, make allowance for each other's faults. And forgive anyone who what? Offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. This is a preaching of its own. Sabi niya, oh, patawad ka, make allowance to forgive. Yeah. Hirap, no? Mahirap if it's the old self. Yeah. Right? But it's the new you. The new you forgives. It doesn't harbor unforgiveness and bitterness. It does not hate. It forgives. That's the new you. Because I understand who I am in Christ, I forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love. The new you loves. It moves in the spirit of love. Not self-righteousness, not hatred, but love. Okay? Naano mo ako, sinisira mo ako, I'll move in the spirit of love. I'll move in a different spirit. Okay? Oh, you do this to me? Okay, I'll love you. Yeah. It's that spirit of love. Even for a lot of us here who might not be doing anything wrong, and you see a brother, or sometimes anak mo pa, nagkasala, what do you do? Do you label them? Rebelde ka kasi? Ganito ka kasi? Or do you love them? Right? For sure naman lahat tayo, hindi tayo nagkulang ng sermon, di ba? Tama ba? Right? At the end of the day, we all want to be loved and accepted. And if I move in the spirit of love as a parent, I win my child's heart and transformation can happen. But if I nag and nag and nag, blah, 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 you move in the spirit of love. Lalo na pag matanda na yan, wala ka na magagawa. Okay? The new you strives for unity, okay? Which binds us all together in perfect harmony. We don't divide, we unite. So the goal for everyone here is not to win the debate of who's right or wrong, but how can I restore this relationship? Okay? That's why it's sad when somebody comes into a disagreement trying to prove he's right and you're wrong. May katapusan ba yon? Wala. Right? Wala na mga aamin eh. But if the goal is to restore, both would actually say, we have a part to play. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not to divide, it's to unite. Pag nag-aaway kayo, dapat, sabi nga ni Sister Kakay ba yun, you made me stronger by breaking my heart. Si Kakay yun, di ba? Yung, pag nag-aaway tayo, papasok ako doon, just like how Christ would do it. My goal is to restore. It means, it doesn't matter now who is right or wrong. I want to restore this. Why? You're my wife. I love you so much. I don't want to be proven right. Of course I'm right, but then that's not the point. Ay, away na naman yun, di ba? O yung lalapit ka, tapos sabihin mo, oh, sige na. Aminin mo na, ikaw mali, para patawarin na kita. Wow, ahaway na naman yun. Di ba? The goal is restoration. How do we restore this? If you are in Christ, it's so easy to restore. Why? Kaya identity mo hindi nakatied up na ako tama, ako tama. Ako dapat panalo. Eh, yung competition mo, yung gusto mo palagi panalo ka, so surrender mo kay Lord yan. Humility yan. Right? Why? Because the goal is harmony. Okay? Let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. The new you lives in peace. Nakakatulog ka sa gabi, mahimbing. Kahit nalulugi ang negosyo. Kahit may problema. Kahit may terrorist threat. The peace of God rules in your heart. The new you lives in peace. And is always thankful. He's grateful. He's not entitled. That's the new you. The new you, it's not about you. Okay? Mas less na ang word na me. Me. Yeah?
Wala na masyadong ganong words na lumalabas sa'yo. It's always about the other person. And then he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. When we let the word of Christ dwell in us, what happens? We live differently. Nagbabago yung lifestyle. Because the word of God is in us, we now move in wisdom. May wisdom na. And then it's like you're singing psalm. And hindi naman parang play yung buhay mo, no, na kumakanta ka na lang agad, di ba? But then, what comes out of you is like a song. Ang gaan mong kasama. And then the ultimate thing, verse 17, he says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through it. Whatever you do it all in the name of Jesus. My ultimate motivation now is not me. It's Jesus. What you're about to do next is all for the glory of God. Whatever you do it in the name of Jesus. The new you has a new motivation for living. It's no longer about you. The new you's motivation is it's all about Christ because Christ is all that matters. As we end, in the next 2 minutes, we'll all be walking out of this church wall, and there's a sign outside. Not a littler one, but there's a choice you have to make. Do I go the old life or the new life? Lahat tayo dito. The old life would be the easy part. Good message, I was enlightened, thank you. No change. Or the new life. Wow. Now I understand who I am in Christ. I'm going to put off and put on because I'm putting to death. And I want to end with this. Very simple. Some of us here, the practical application is this. What I'm going to say to you is very simple. It's hard, but it's simple. Okay? Marami sa atin dito, pag sinabi mo, okay, now I know my being, now I'll do it. In the name of Jesus. Marami kang problema ngayon, simple ang solusyon. Mahirap pero simple. Example. Meron kang kagalit. Ang simple ng solusyon. Because of who you are in Christ. After service. Hello? Ma? Oh, miss you na. 10 years na tayo hindi nag-uusap. Tagal, no? Oh, ma. Simple lang, ma. Kasi kakatapos lang namin ng Colossians. Sabi doon, I have to put off my old self. Alam ko may mali kayo, alam ko may mali din ako. Pero, pa, I forgive you. Also, can I ask for your forgiveness? Sorry, ah. Binastos kita, nanay kita. I have no right to do that. Okay lang ba, ma? O, tapos magpapadala na rin ako ng pera. Uy, so anak naman, hindi mo na kailangan mag-sorry. Diba? Ang simple ng solusyon eh. You put to death. It's so simple. And I know it's hard. Why? There's a lot of humbling to just even call. It's a parent going home today, getting out a letter and writing top 10 qualities. Good qualities I saw in you. Okay? Go to the room of your child and say, sorry, daddy has been so harsh with his words. I keep on saying, ganito ka, bobo ka, wala kang ano, sayang edukasyon mo. I just want to say sorry. I shouldn't be saying that as a father or as a mother. Actually, anak, meron ako sulat sa'yo. Ito lang yung top 10 na nakita ko. Good qualities that you have. Okay? From this day on, keep me accountable, anak. Pag may sinabi ako, because I want to put to death. Simple, no? Mahirap? Mahirap. Magsusulat, tapos, yeah. Saka yung magbibigay ka ulit, mahirap din pag may pera, no? You put to death. You have an unhealthy relationship, a sinful relationship. Hey, babe, tawag ko sa'yo dati, no? Pero, hey, hey na lang. Hey, this would be my last call. I'm married. I know I've sinned against God. I've sinned against you. I've hurt you. I've hurt my wife. I've hurt myself. I hurt my kids.
What I did was flirtatious, selfish, and I'm ending this. This would be my last call. I'll also block you sa Facebook. Actually, nandito misis ko sa tabi ko. Okay, may baril na nakatutok niya. She's putting to death my whole life. But no, really, it's simple. I need to block you off. Okay? Magpaalam ka din, kasi niloko mo yan eh. Huwag naman yung blinak mo na, tapos paalam ka, last call ko na to, sorry. Yeah? Uy, baka ma-offend, sobrang naman insensitive. Yes, ganun talaga. Sino offend mo, siya o si God? Siya, misis mo. Simple, right? Some things are so simple. Simple solutions to complex problems. Why? Because I know who I am. I'm putting off, I'm putting on the new. I'm changed. I'm transformed by God. And so I'm going to pray for everyone here for the Holy Spirit to empower you to do this. This would transform you as you do this. Because you've already been transformed. Transformed ka na eh. Pero yung relationships mo baka hindi pa kasi wala ka pang actions ginagawa eh. Di ba? Simple. Yung iba sa inyo, pag uwi nyo, pag may mga porn materials kayo na movie, erase nyo. Kung di mo ma-erase, tapon mo na yung hard drive. Di ba? Kung may anting-anting ka sa bahay, may palaka ka, na may pera doon, huwag mo benta, tapon mo. Sirain mo. Put to death. Smash. Destroy. Whatever is challenging the preeminence of Christ. Again, so may kaka-offend naman yung sinabi niya. Well, that's life. Right? And your love. Okay? Some might not say this, but I'll say it. Right? Dito lang naman yan. Alright? Tapos pag alis nyo, forgive me also for saying that. Right? But you have to put to death whatever it is. Can we all just bow down our heads and pray? Holy Spirit, empower us today to do a work that I know would transform relationships, my relationships, that would transform me and my walk with God because of my understanding of who I am. I'm a rebel, I'm a sinner, but I'm now made holy because of what Christ has done for me. And now you've called me to do things that might be hard things to do. But Lord, I repent of my sin. I repent of my inactions before. When there was a conviction from the Holy Spirit, I shrug it off. But today, Lord, I know my complex problem has a simple solution. Lord, I just need to put to death, by the power of the Holy Spirit, put to death my old self and put on the new self in Christ. So Jesus, I come before you and I ask you, Jesus, be my Lord. Be the one to run my life. And if there are things I need to do today, drastic measures I need to do and stop doing, may I do it in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.